have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
It's Thursday, and we're thankful, hallelujah, to God be the glory. I'm so glad that we have this time together. We want to go to God in prayer. Father, we come now. We thank you for today. We thank you for our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberties. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to pursue our happiness, the opportunity to enjoy life, the opportunity to make it what we want it to be, Lord God. We give you thanks tonight, and, Lord, we give your name the praise. We thank you for the opportunity of the airwaves to touch and to agree, God, to agree that you are King of Kings, that you are Lord of Lords, and that you are no shorter than your word, that you're still a promise-keeping God. Father, we thank you that you still honor our faith, and we give you the praise on today. We ask a special blessing for everyone who listens today. We pray for them, Lord, that you would touch and that you would bless. Thank you, Lord. And produce them, Miss Kimmy Kim, your daughter. Bless her, Lord God. Expand her territory. We give you thanks right now for every person who's a part of the Elation family. And dear God, we say thank you, Lord, for this open door. We pray in the name of Jesus that are coming to this mic at this time, oh God, to do what we came to do will never, ever be in vain. So God, we give you thanks now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hey, guys, my name is Loretta Petit. And if you hear a little background noise, I'm like hustling and bustling still in the midst of my day. But I just want to pop in today, of course, always to drop some positivity on you. This is the place of positive vision, positive voice, and, of course, your positive vibes. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That word is reviews, R-E-V-I-E-W-S, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you have any sirs out there that's checking us out, if you have a question or a comment, a show idea, you know, please feel free to reach out to me. My voice to me sounds a little scratchy today. Been using it a lot today. But we give God the praise that we have a voice. Now, many of us have a voice, but we don't know how to raise our voice, how to lift our voice, to say things that need to be said, right? But I pray that you walk into your confidence and that you walk into that kind of courage, trusting God to give you the words to say, trusting God to help you to stand tall. And even as I trust God each and every time, I have an opportunity to speak into the lives of others. So on tonight, I do want to say, I know it's probably daytime somewhere, but it's dark here. I'm in a beautiful Crescent City of New Orleans, and it's dark here. But I know it's not late, right? It's just like right after 5 Central Time. Well, listen, today is Forget-Me-Not Day. Forget-Me-Not Day. Many of you that may be over 50, you remember a song called Forget-Me-Not. Yes, but this song, this date was out long before that song. Forget-Me-Not was a day created for the soldiers who gave their lives and who was hurt and injured and all of those things. And, you know, forget-me-not, forget them not. But then, of course, it etched on over into relationships, and people use this day to reach out to people they haven't seen in a long time, that maybe it was their high school sweetheart or whatever. And maybe, you know, even lovers now exchange pleasantries on this Forget-Me-Not Day. But that's what today is, November the 10th. It's also somebody's wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. It is somebody's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Now, today, I just want to drop in those nuggets of inspiration. Had an opportunity to enjoy some other people that, you know, like to drop nuggets and share positive positive vibes. I love the exchange of positive vibes, because the people that, you know, you might reach, I might not reach, and the people that I reach, you might not reach. So we have to, you know, sometimes share that information and drop those positive vibes. So on today, I want to remind you to enjoy your moments, I took a moment a little while ago, and it was so sweet, so good. Normally, I will sit in front of the television and just keep on hitting that remote because I don't have, you know, my movie channels like I used to have. So I'm usually not thoroughly satisfied, and I'm sitting in front of the television, and I'm, you know, looking at something for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and I'm going somewhere else because I'm not satisfied with what I see. Well, that's my habit. And, you know, habits are a little bit challenging to break. But today, I just went sat in the same spot. Not the spot where I read my Bible, not the spot where I study it, not the spot where I take care of my business issues, but the spot where I normally sit and surf through the channels. But I sat in that spot. And I sat there at dusk as it was starting to get dark. And I just sat there in the quiet and meditated. And I will not lie to you. And also took me a little power nap in between my meditations. A short nap, like a minute, 2 minutes, something like that. Because this has been a long day. But it felt so sweet. It felt so good to be in one of my favorite spots. But just in the quiet. Just in meditation mode, it felt real, real good. So I'm saying all that to say when we get those moments to steal away from our habits, away from the noise, away from people who annoy us, away from people who want things from us, pushing and pulling and all of that tugging at us, which we don't mind, but we have to sometimes steal away and enjoy the moment. Now, your moment might be, okay, I'm always in a quiet space. I need some noise, some people around me. Well, you're stealing away maybe an ice cream cone, or you're stealing away maybe to go to a sports bar and check out what's happening with your favorite team. I mean, I don't know. But my stealing away, my moment was sweet because it was something I normally don't do there. Something totally opposite, having nothing where I used to have the TV on and loud. So enjoy your moments. You know, we can't get these moments back. We cannot. We cannot get the time back. And to another point of enjoying your moments, there are moments you have with your friends. Don't let those moments escape you without really thoroughly enjoying them. Times when you're with your friends and you guys are hustling and trying to get something done, and or just saying, hello, hello, how y'all doing? The family's good? Okay, bye. And you leave, but you haven't really taken time to really enjoy that beautiful exchange. Or with your family members, you know, you haven't really taken time because you're so busy working. I remember as a little girl, I would watch these television shows, and I would see people living large. They were large and in charge, but they didn't have their daddy. Their daddy was always at the office. Their daddy was working. Their daddy was in meetings. Their daddy was walking with a suitcase from one building to the next, from one meeting to the next. He left early that morning when they were getting ready for school or getting up to go to breakfast before school. He would come home late in the evening while they were in their pajamas getting ready for bed, and all they would get a chance to hear him say is, let me tuck you in, and that was it, you know. And I mean, I said, man, what a great life. They have all those things, and a daddy who worked hard for them. Well, I had a daddy that worked hard for me too, but we didn't have all those things. But I had my daddy. He wasn't gone from sunup to sundown. He spent time with his family. We got to know him, really know him. You know, we got an opportunity to do things together. Sometimes we miss that opportunity. We miss those moments to do pleasant things with people that we care about. We miss moments of learning together, growing together, laughing together, shopping together, eating together. These are moments that we cannot get back. So let's remember, our moments are precious, precious, precious. And if God gives you opportunity to be a blessing and impact somebody's life. My God, jump at that moment. That's another moment. God has given us that moment. If we have an opportunity to sow into somebody's business, or if we have the wherewithal to sow into somebody's life, don't shy away from that moment. Walk into that moment. Walk into that moment. If they were to give, yes, yes, to give what you have, some of what you have, not everything, because you have to take care of you and your family, but I'm saying walk into that moment because there's a blessing in that moment. It is more blessed to give than to receive. We can't understand that with the carnal mind. We cannot understand that with the sinful mind. But we can understand that in the spirit, because when we give, God has a tendency and a way to show us in big numbers, you know, how he wants to bless us. So walk into those moments. I gave you all those different examples of moments that are so rewarding. They're rewarding because if you can get to know your children can get to know you, and you can laugh together, you can play together, you can cry together, you can develop together and grow together. Those are precious moments. Priceless. Money can't buy those moments. And though you give your child all those wonderful goods and you're never home, that child can grow up without understanding what a full family really feels like, what it really feels like to have a dad. That child will not understand the importance of that. Even mothers, sometimes you have to work two or three jobs for the life that you want. But, you know, that's one of those toss-up kind of things. You know, can you pare down and live a little bit more modestly to spend time with your children? You know, that's important. And, you know, we have to prioritize our lives. Sometimes mom is working those two or three jobs so that she can live a little bit larger or the kids could enjoy a little bit more. But sometimes you can take something that's a little bit more modest and you can spruce it up with your creativity. You can make it look like $1 million and you can still have some of that time. But to the mother or the father, I understand your plight. If you work in those two jobs and you're still struggling just to pay your rent, and you're still struggling just to buy food, and you're still struggling just to get your kids what they need for school, I understand that plight. I lived in it. But I want you to know that God is still in the blessing business. Do what you have to do and keep praying that God would open up those spaces and those places for you to enjoy your family, for you to enjoy those precious moments. Because before you look around, honey, so quickly they're going to be grown. They're going to be big. They're going to be, you know, like gone and what have you. So you do want to take this time to enjoy those moments with your children, with your family. So that's my message today. Thank God for the moments he gives you, and use those moments to be a blessing. Use those moments to enjoy the tenderness of the people that you love and care about. Use those moments. Because God, he's always up to something good. He always wants us to realize that he is yet in what? The blessing business. Can you say hello and amen? God is always in the blessing business. Trust him. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. The Bible says to keep the faith, for without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And so we must have that faith. We must push ourselves to keep the faith. We must push ourselves not to give up on God. We must push ourselves to continue to believe even though we don't see it, even though it doesn't look like it's going to be what we believe it's going to be, or what we want it to be, or what we're praying for it to be. Just hold on, because it's all going to happen in God's time. It doesn't always happen in our time, but hold on. And when you hold on, you're going to gain strength to hold on some more, and you're going to gain some more strength and some more strength. And then when somebody else is going through, you know how to say, wait a minute, I went through that. Let me show you how to just hold on. Amen. So God will use our misery and turn that into our witnessing ministry. Isn't our God awesome? Somebody say, yeah. Somebody say, amen. Our God is an awesome God. The Word of God reminds us that we have a shepherd that cares. In the 20th Psalm, it says that I shall not want. Doesn't mean that your little inside natural man is not going to want for anything. Like we can't want. No. That means that whatever our needs are, God is ready and able to provide, right? So if you are trusting God and he is your shepherd, he is your father, he is going to perform and provide and present to his sheep just what we need. Stay encouraged, my friends. Stay encouraged and look to the hills from whence comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes, my help comes from the Lord. God is a very present help in our time of lack, in our time of trouble, in our time of situation. Now, we don't lack because God can't give. We lack many times because we have slid off that ladder of faith. We have slid down from the ladder of faith. That's why many times we find ourselves in lack. Sometimes it's a test. It's a test for us to realize just how strong we are in the faith. Sometimes it's a test. You haven't done anything wrong. Sometimes it's to build your faith. Sometimes it's to build the faith of those around you that's looking to you for guidance and leadership. So whatever the case may be, God is the only judge. Man have no room to judge us for anything because all we've got to do is grab a mirror and look at our own lives. So keep the faith. Trust God. Go through what you have to go through, knowing we all have to go through something and have and may have to do it again. But go through what you have to go through and keep on trusting God. I pray today something that you can share that will help you up the road, that it be helping you even now. I pray that you would just hold on and keep the faith and that you would enjoy life to the fullest, knowing that God's got you. If you trip, if you stumble, he's not going to let you fall flat on your back. And if he allows you just to fall just a little, he's going to lift you right back up. But I want you to be encouraged today. And I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Again, if you want to reach out to me, you can. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That is LorettaReviews@gmail.com. It is my pleasure to share with you. And on Monday night, if you'd like to join me in prayer at 9 p.m. Central Time, we would love to have you no matter what city, no matter what state. Monday night, we are praying. We're 14 years strong, and we're still lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying his name, trusting him, and we're praying for a better day, for a brighter day, for every believer. Amen. Amen. So just hold on. Amen. If you'd like to join us, the number to call in to the prayer call is 302-202-1119. That's 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. Once again, that code is 781-350. Always remember, if you don't get this number and you missed it, you couldn't catch it, you can send an email to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, your place of positive voice, positive vibes, and positive vision. Until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is indeed my solemn prayer. Bye-bye.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes you are, tremendous, yes you are,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Exceptional, yes you are,
and I see, but I see.
Joe walking around.